This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
To start with, I'm delighted to welcome Nikki Yates, who is a wellbeing coach from Woking and who has designed and built a healthy eco house for herself and for her family, which is now available for workshops and meetings, spa days and conferences, amongst many other uses. It's great to have you with us, Nikki.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, delightful. So, Nikki, before we talk about the house and your work as a wellbeing coach, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about your past sort of career. What were you doing before?
I was in the travel and technology sectors prior. That was really before I had children. And I used to travel a lot. Always been a passion of mine is to travel. And then when I had children, my husband and I hit the point where it was either full-time live-in nanny or one of us would...
Something had to give.
Yeah, something had to give. So, and it was me.
And it was you, as is so often the case. So you were in the travel industry and then you had children. Did you stop completely or did you then go into technology and just change the way you
worked? No, so travel and then into the technology side of travel. So websites and booking engines for them. So early days of websites where you could actually book. And the travel industry was at the forefront of that tech space. Yeah. Okay. So I moved into that. But after I had children, it was sadly in the days of they hadn't had many women disappear. There were 143 men and only 7 women. And it was sort of come back full time or thanks very much.
Right, no flexibility.
Yeah, no flexibility. Completely threw me from having that sort of work life, social life, home life. And suddenly there was me and a baby. And and then when we had children and as they were growing up, I'd always wanted to, you know, I was passionate about well-being. And I started to research healthy buildings, which is how I ended up designing a healthy eco building for me and my son in particular, who has severe allergies as well.
I was going to come on to that. So how long ago did you have your first child and you gave up the
travel? Well, Sam is now 16.
Oh, okay.
And Millie is 14.
Right, okay. So we're talking 16 years ago, you had to sort of stop completely, completely readjust your life to not working, which is really hard if that's all you've known.
Well, it is. And my husband travelled a lot, as had I previously.
Yeah.
So sort of knowing you were going to be on your own, really, and no family nearby. So actually it was a complete new adjustment.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's not easy. Mm. No, completely. So in those days, I mean, actually not that long ago, there was no sort of opportunity to work remotely. I mean, you know, obviously the technology was beginning to be there.
Technology was there, but it was really more about... the world was different than it is today, and people complain about, you know, the differences now and equality, but actually we're in a lot better position now than we were 17 years ago.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've got a daughter who's 23, and I look at the opportunities that she has for working remotely and, you know, multitasking, but having multiple jobs and, you know, not having, you know, a set career for life, and you're on that track and suddenly, you know, if you can't veer off it, you can, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot easier now for them. They would probably argue that it's a lot harder than we're the generation that had it easy, but...
I don't think the new generation has got it easy either. I think the digital deluge that we're surrounded by, young and old, so not just our generation, but our children who, you know, have had digital devices their whole lives, learning how to switch off and when to fix yourself on one thing. You know, multitasking used to be a positive thing.
Yeah.
Now it's a negative thing because we all jump around, and attention deficit disorder is something people bang on about all the time. The reality is it's not really like that. It's about being able to step back and focus again.
And manage what you've been given, you know, as in you've got all these devices you can use to your advantage, but managing them in a way that they don't take over your lives, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So your son in particular, you were saying, he's got a lot of allergies, and so that's why you started
so
to focus
he and
on...
I have severe allergies.
Okay.
So one of the things I discovered when I looked at creating a new building for the 21st century is how you cut down on things like dust mites. So the house is what you call a passive house. So there are no trickle vents in the windows. there's a heat recovery and ventilation system. And what that does is to filter the fresh air coming in for pollen and pollutants, and the stale air as it leaves the building warms that fresh air coming in, so the house stays a nice constant temperature without the need for all the underfloor heating to kick in all the time.
So you designed this house around your needs and your son's needs specifically.
Yeah. So no, the dust mites can't survive because the humidity level is so low.
Right.
So those sort of things, not having any curtains, not having any carpets, also helps. We have solar, we have 100% low energy lighting. So it's not just healthy for us, but healthy for the planet. It's a sustainable way
amazing.
To build.
And that one, how long ago did you start designing this?
So 2011.
Okay.
And we actually ended up having to have a subterranean level as well for all the plant and eco equipment. So it was a somewhat arduous build and journey with some scary contractors and project managers who went rogue. So although we moved into a building site back in 2012, it was only actually finished about 18 months ago.
Wow. I mean, where were you living before this?
So we were still locally. We were still in Surrey, nearer to Brookwood. And we're now, as I said, Horsell, Woking.
Right. Okay. So what you said you had your son 16 years ago.
Hmm.
How soon did you realise that you couldn't live where you were living because of his and your allergies? I mean, do you share the same type of allergy, two of you?
We both have similar allergies. So we both have nut allergies, but different nuts, actually.
Right.
And a lot of pollen, a lot of grasses, a lot of trees. I also have some allergies to medicines. But as I said, my severe one was actually the dust mites.
Okay.
And it was really about, that was just part of my philosophy of, okay, well, can you be healthier by changing your environment?
Yeah. Well,
so it's more a curiosity, really.
Yeah, I just wondered what, you know, how far along in the process of, you know, being a mum and you'd given up your job and, you know.
I knew Sam had allergies when he was just a few days old.
Okay.
It was apparent fairly early on.
So where were we? 16 years ago, he was born in, 2003?
Yes.
So between 2003 and 2011, it became apparent that you were going to need a different kind of living environment.
I wouldn't say need, Anne. I think it's more about my passion for how can I improve our health and well-being.
Right. So you designed the house.
Mm.
You had it built started 2011 to 2012, and it's just been finished. And it's not just a house, is it? So it's
it's an entire eco environment, really.
Yeah.
And in order for us to stay living there, I was coming up with different ideas of this is my passion, is mental health and well-being.
Yeah.
How can I share what I've built with the community?
Yeah.
And make that my business to help sustain us as a family. So how can we stay living in this environment? It was really about how we can sustain the environment for us.
I mean, it's a big house.
To make it work.
Yeah.
It's too big to live in. It's not just a family home.
No.
And we started with yoga classes, and that became yoga and wellbeing retreat days. But my real passion is, from my travel and tech days, is being sent off to these dark, dingy hotel rooms, normally without any windows, and how I can transform someone who's supposed to be taking their team for an inspiring, motivating day to come up with their ideas for the future, you know, the for example, the next year's sales and marketing plan. Well, actually, if you take them to an inspiring space, you give them all the ground floor and all the lower ground floor, give them creative, healthy food, they're going to come up with more for you as a company.
Absolutely, and hopefully return that. But so did you build the house with all of this in mind? Because, I mean, otherwise it's a huge space, isn't it? Did you design the house with the family in mind and then think, actually, this is a huge house, we've got to somehow keep financing this? Or did you design the whole space with that in mind?
It became apparent during it that as the walls come up and you sort of see what's there, you think, no, actually, this isn't just a family home.
No.
This is actually a multi-generational eco project. This is something that could be for the future, not just for us. Yeah. And that's how it developed. So when we were trying to finish everything off, it became a sort of, well, actually, this open flow works really well. You can close the bifold doors. But yes, I'm from a big family myself. I'm one of four children, so we do have a lot of parties, a lot of entertaining.
Right, okay.
But it's more than that. It's really about using the space. So that all sort of started to generate in my mind as we were going through.
As you were building.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because I was looking obviously at the website and it is a huge space and it does flow very well. And you've got that whole kind of conference area with a big screen. And it looks as though it was kind of designed with that in mind. But as you say, it's evolved. So people come to your house for workshops, training days, spa days, whatever. And that they're only able to use the ground floor and the lower ground floor. Is that right?
So they mainly do. So team building, training workshops, tend to be on the ground and lower ground floor, yeah. Supper clubs and so on. But if we have, for example, we had a Bollywood shoot. So Bollywood came to Woking, which was very exciting.
Wow. And what did that entail then?
It entailed a crew of about 45, and they utilised bedrooms, the landing, the pool room.
Were they actually shooting a film, or was it a photo shoot?
We're just waiting for the stills to come through so we can pop those up on social media. But no, all sorts of exciting things have come through. We've had a psychologist who had a photo shoot with us. We don't have people overnight at the moment. It's more daytime.
So they come during the day when the family are maybe children at school?
Yeah,
or...
so my priority is really trying to fill those daytime slots during the week when the children are at school. They've gone at 7:30, they're not back until 5:30. And that really is the majority of a corporate team.
Yeah.
They don't want to have their staff have to take time out of their own family days.
No.
So actually trying to help people to not just use the space in the right way so that they move their teams around using all the different rooms. So there's 5 or 6 different rooms they can use. And if they take advantage of that, they get the most out of their team.
Yeah. And you do the catering, or do you pull people in to do the catering?
So I now work with 3 different local chefs who provide that. So initially, before it was a business, I was doing that myself. And using my sort of passion for healthy eating, we grow vegetables and fruit.
I saw that.
On property.
Yeah.
And that's then added to with local produce. So we are more interested in how healthy, the provenance of the food's really important to us.
Yeah.
The colour, we sort of start with a vegan base, then add dairy, fish, meat, as fit, depending on what people want, if it's a barbecue, hot and cold buffet and so on.
So it takes a bit of coordination. Presumably people can't really book today for tomorrow.
Oh, we've had that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had that actually with a shoot 2 weeks ago. It was booked the day before.
But with catering, I'm thinking.
But catering, I can pull that in from local experts. This is the beauty of our area. You know, Surrey is actually absolutely awash with, you know, fantastic chefs. And a lot of them are quite happy to work with short deadlines.
Oh, that's amazing.
So no, not a problem.
Fantastic. So how long have you been welcoming people into your home?
So about 18 months now.
Yeah.
But it started with, you know, 1 in 3 months, and then it's just spiraled from there, really. So we're just trying to now, I've done a year of networking. There's lots, Surrey is full of networking groups. Met lots of corporates and trying to get people to understand what we do and why. And everyone who's come has rebooked. So what we do, people love. And they love the sustainability side. So they love the fact that we filter our own water for hormones, antibiotics, heavy metals, microplastics, and it's then bottled, still or sparkling, actually in our kitchen.
So has this all evolved through your interest in health and well-being, or has this been created because of your allergies and your son's?
A bit of both.
A bit of both.
It's really just an interesting, exciting concept which people have embraced, which has been fabulous for us.
Yeah, amazing.
So, we've got some supper clubs coming up.
Yeah, I read that. So a couple, I think, and something else as well. There's a couple of events you've got going on, I think. So, Wellbeing in Winter with Kath Wallace, who we've had here. She's a travel person.
She's fantastic. Yeah. And we've collaborated just getting a nutritionist and a wellbeing expert. And we've coupled that with some natural oils, essential oils, and Cass travel tips. So to get through the winter, some exciting travel ideas.
Amazing.
So that's coming up on the 21st of November. During that day is a yoga and wellbeing retreat day.
Right.
And then we've got a supper club, another guest of yours, I think, Lorna from the Little Indian Kitchen.
I'm not familiar with her, but maybe
she has a supper club. Okay. 15th of November. And then Holly Sugars, another local lass from Byfleet.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Food Envy London. So she's going to be co-hosting with me our company meetings with a festive lunch. So we're taking bookings for those now, mid-November through to the middle of January.
Fantastic. Well, it's been an absolute delight chatting with you. It's gone so quickly, and I'm afraid we've got to wrap up our chat now. But if anyone wants to see your amazing house on the website, if you could sort of reconfirm the details of that.
Yes, so we're Woodhaven Space Inspirational Venue. The website is www.woodhaven.space. You can find us on all social media at Woodhaven Space. And we look forward to being able to welcome lots more people through our door in the next year.
That's amazing. Can't wait to have you back to hear how it's going in maybe, you know, 6 months or a year's time. So thank you very much, Nikki. Lovely to have you on the show, and best of luck with it all. So that was Nikki Yates of Woodhaven.
Thanks very much.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.